We must read Bismillah, just means start. But with Bismillah we must read. And here also notice, take the trouble and you'll see, forget others, we ourselves are not read. Has got 1,000 chambers, huge, huge rooms. And each chamber has got 70,000 thrones. And each one again has got 70,000 carpets. So just to open our eyes a little bit, the eyes of the heart, with the eyes of our head we see the food. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, Rahimahumullah, Rahmatan Wasi'ah, should say that in the ayat of the Quran, Sharif, Fadhkuruni comes first, and Washkuruli comes afterwards. Was the horse tractor to plow the land first. Now think where the tractor was made. In which country? The tractor came from England, from Germany, from whichever country it was made. In that tractor, there is iron, there is steel, there is ore, there is plastic, there is oil, there is diesel, there is how many things, how many people's families, and how many things have to be in order. And one person's geyser packed up, now he has to sort that out, or what at all. We can't imagine it. And for all that, that is just for all the components of the tractor. Then the tractor. Then the tractor had to be transported there to Pakistan, for example. All the shop also. All the accounts they had to keep. And all the, that, how lot raw material they getting. How the production. How lot of things. Keeping the accounts and the, of the salaries of the workers, etc. Paying the taxes, etc. How lot of people are involved. That is just the bags. Then trucks were required to transport it now. Ten trucks are allowed. And they got weigh bridges everywhere. They weigh the trucks. Because if they are not, if they are in excess of that, they are causing a lot of damage to the truck. And they are also a very ajeeb thing. That a truck, for example, a 10-ton truck, up to 10 tons allowed on that road. Passenger, 100 kilos, you're not allowing me. And the same with the different size trucks. Why is this? Because that car has got four wheels. And its weight is distributed on the four wheels. And the truck has got 12 wheels. It's got double wheels. It has got so many more wheels, not only four wheels, the whole big truck. There were certain farms. Those people were not prepared to sell. They expropriate the properties of the people, etc. But there are so many things. Then, for example, if there's a masjid in the way, when the freeway started being built in South Africa, particularly in Port Elizabeth, in the town you can go and see till today, the masjids were direct and they have to now transport it. They are the cranes that work. And what a system at the docks that is carrying on 24 hours. Any docks you go in the world, all docks are so busy. There are those ships which are in, where they are offloading, unloading. And how many ships are waiting to come into the harbor? Everywhere, the whole world, we see threats. With the area they are in, the lines that run, longitude and latitude, that they have to log in, and exactly which time sunrise took place, that they write down. Exactly which time sunset took place. Which longitude, latitude, though they got the records, they've wrote so many things on it. Rahmatullah Ali came, visited us, he just landed still, he came to Maulana Hussein Bayad's place, Rahmatullah Ali, he had a cup of tea, and then with his finger he cleaned the cup, the tea cup, not just the plate what we usually clean, the tea cup he cleaned. So I asked Hazrat, this you are doing, so first he told out of humbleness, it is. So see how beautifully Maulana explained to him. Maulana told him that if the Minister of Post and Telegraph in the cabinet of the Prime Minister in his cabinet, the Minister of Post and Telegraph have to send you one chocolate, and then one piece of the chocolate falls down. Won't you pick it up? And he says, seize with the ink for to write Allah's all his qudrat and his words. Well, لَنَفِدْ الْبَحْرَ the, all the water of the seas, if all that was so much ink, and if there were jungles of trees and tens of them, and even double and 10 and 100 times even more, and you write Allah's, and many of us, especially with the new electronics, we get taken aback with something, we buy it. novelty. Use it 1-2 days and there it's lying in the house. Then all you hear, the wife screaming. You buy all this rubbish and you just bring it and it's just all piling up here. You never use it again. It's just all piling up. Why don't you think when you want to buy? Finally, the train went to the first station, I think Ghaziabad or somewhere. And there, his wife had to get off. That was the station they had to get off. So the woman said, how can you stay alone now? You come with us, you stay by us. And that was where his in-laws were. She was from that town. And it was late at them to buy something. You must think, we went and think and see how the musibat we got. How the problem we got. So anyway, we must think. So when we want to buy something, think whether you need it or not. So the food also. That when we now think about it, but not in now so long that or you don't even eat or anything, and water comes out. How many places they have a water problem? For 3 days, sometimes a week, no water. Then we can make qadr. Like this, we don't make qadr of water. We just open the tap and how unnecessarily extra water is just, and we're wasting water. This is not at all correct. He appreciates that India, and one very nice person, he explained, his sheikh had explained to him that sometimes the food is very tasty, at home also, and sometimes it's not so tasty. It's not a matter of the wife's cooking. He said it is the attitude of the wife. If you kept her happy and she's happy to prepare for you, automatically that food comes out. It was a public holiday. They should come back to Johannesburg and buy their new wares and then go for the whole week again. And they didn't understand also language. For example, they went to the Afrikaner people houses, mostly they were them, and those people were upset with him and told them footset. So they thought, they said that Fursatni, I know lately, I don't know when last I was in that area, Diagonal Street in Johannesburg, it was still there. I don't know if it's still there. It was from those days. And this family running it. So anyway, on a Wednesday he should cook biryani because all the people have come and they were without families. They were single, so they appreciated the biryani they used to get. And he should chala ta'ami. This is all man's efforts on this. But what is, which is beyond man. Man should think of his food. Anna sababna al-ma'a sabba. We had put the water, we send the water. And if you think of Allah's qudrat of water, Allahu Akbar. Rains that come down. One friend of ours who lived on a farm, he's saying like that. They are controlled directly by Allah Ta'ala. So the cloud came and he followed that cloud. When he came there and that water fell in that person's farm. So he told that person, who are you? That Allah sent us rain special. He sent the crowd to come and drop water in your farm. Yeah. Who are you? So he told him, why you want to know?